huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Create more economy. Create more jobs. Create more revenue. So, breaking news. According to National Scotland, Scotland are trialling a 4-day work week. I have a lot to say about this, so put your fucking seatbelt on. It gets better though. Not only are Scotland trialling a 4-day work week, bearing in mind we've had one whole year of most industries not being able to work or produce at all. No supply chain. Travel, leisure, retail, all these industries, zero work, zero for one whole year, yet Scotland are going to trial working less out of the lockdown. Now, it gets better, because apparently Scotland are trialling a 4-day work week and no loss of pay. So basically, whoever is making this decision is a communist. Let's work less and pay more. Let's get out of the lockdown. Let's increase supply by working less and paying more. Fucking yes! All I'm going to say is, whoever's trialing this in Scotland, do not fucking come to England. Do not bring this shit to England. Now, the next layer of irony. So let's layer this up. Layer number one, trialing a 4-day work week. Layer number two, we've had no work in most industries for a year. We have supply chains that are completely devoid. So you can't get supplies of things. So prices have gone up and up and up. What goes up must come down. So the solution to increasing supply and production and economy and jobs and commerce and enterprise and innovation, the solution is working less, yeah, and paying more. I've got an idea. Why don't we do a 1-day work week and pay a full week's wage? Shall we petition for that? Let's do a 1-hour work week and pay a full year's wage. Whoa! Where's all the money going to come from? Basically, Scotland, their trial to do a 4-day work week with no loss of pay is essentially paying 20 or more percent more for probably 20% or less production. Now, I've got to be balanced here. They must think that it's going to create more or produce more, unless there's a communist in disguise making the decisions. So apparently they're modelling New Zealand and Iceland. Now, I'd love to look at production in those countries. Because you know what? A lot of people talk about wellness and well-being and happiness and longevity and, you know, mindfulness. Look, these things are useful for life, but they're not useful for evolution. What's useful for evolution is production. We need to produce more. You can't get bricks. You can't get building supplies. You're pretty much in most industries that couldn't really perform through the lockdown. You can't get stock and you can't get supplies. So working less and paying more, I cannot see how that's going to increase production. Now, maybe better incentives, better rewards, more commissioned, ratcheted earnings, a more private sector way of production and creativity and innovation. I always find it really ironic, the decisions for production that the public sector make, that the private sector have to basically pick up. And I saw this really good meme by Patrick Beck David, which said, hard times create capitalists. Capitalists create good times. Good times create socialists. Socialists create hard times. Repeat. You know, and I don't think we're enough in focus of production and creativity and innovation. I think that there's this generational thing, and I'm not talking about, age generation, but I just feel like the ethic to produce and solve, and I just think in many areas, we're just losing it. I cannot see that, look, maybe in the future, a four-day work week when production has been tested and there is merit for increased production, then maybe there's an optimum. But, you know, the optimum's probably already been tested. But to give them 20% less work and ultimately, therefore, 20% more money. You tell me how that's going to increase production. Because, you know, you tell me how we get out of the lockdown, how we save ourselves from the Great Reset or the biggest crash in economic history. You tell me how we get out of that. Because in my view, it's production, innovation, disruption, evolution, growth, progress. That's how I see how we get out of this. But encouraging less work and paying more money, how does that help? How does that help? Now, here's another layer of irony to this. Scotland are, because Chris has just said here, people won't work harder. I think the assumption is that people will work harder in 4 days than they do. That has to be, well, actually, I was going to say that has to be the assumption. Chris, you must be an entrepreneur. Because the entrepreneur assumes if this decision has been made by an entrepreneur, they must believe that production and productivity will increase. I cannot say for sure, I haven't researched this, but my guess is this decision is not from a creator, from an entrepreneur. It must be from a politician, a communist disguised as a socialist disguised as a politician. It must be. How else could it? I'm lost for fucking words. So what will probably happen is production will decrease, therefore GDP will decrease, therefore funds to the government will decrease, therefore increased taxes on the private, on the public sector will increase, therefore us fucking mugs will have to pay for it. I cannot see any other way this works out. My final layer of irony to this. So Scotland are trialling a 4-day work week according to Scottish National, and paying the same as a 5-day work week. I guess this is mostly in the public sector, which is mostly funded by the private sector. Who's going to pay for this? Us mugs, through taxation. Fact. Corporation tax has already gone up. What about reducing corporation tax and stop wasting the money on a freaking app that didn't work and created a pingdemic? What about that? Wouldn't you have? I mean, we used to be in times of war, right? We used to be in times of war where national service was compulsory. So we would have been forced to fight for war. And now what's happening is, oh, we'll give you less work. We'll give you less work and more pay. I mean, what the fuck has the world come to? We need to earn, work, hustle, graft, evolve, craft, innovate our way out of this lockdown. I don't know if people are really taking seriously what could freaking happen for the next 10 years. Now, I'm not a doom monger. I'm not a Robert Kiyosaki doom mongering to sell you crypto. Nothing against Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad Poor Dad is really good. Hashtag. But that's not what I'm doing. You know, I don't want to be fearful that the country are going to continue to fuck up running the country and the economy for the next 10 or 20 years. And we're going to be in the darkest, blackest recession we've ever been in. I don't want to think that. But the more I see what's going on post-lockdown, all the money that needs to be reclaimed, all the revenue that they're going to need to generate just to run the company, the country, building up the national debt, degrading the value of the currency. Fuck, the people who are running our country. I am worried for us. So we have to take a stand. So please hit the share button. If you agree or feel that we need to take a stand, You know, because sometimes I think, what's the point in shouting and ranting? The government and the, you know, the public sector, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to hear me. But that's not a reason not to make your point heard of things that you really believe in. So please hit the share button if you agree with some of my points, or if you want to get the word and the message out there and create discussion and debate. I'd love your comments, by the way. So if you think you've got other evidence that, you know, offers the contrary. The final thing, I keep saying the final thing, but I don't get to the final thing, is that, you know, Scotland's military, defence, NHS, fire, etc. budget, you know, the money that they that is part, not fully, but partly subsidised by England. So add that to it. The country that's subsidised partly by another country has decided to reduce work. So what are they going to then do? England, pay me! Now, I don't want to create an England-Scotland divide. I love my Scottish friends. I know they hate me, but I love them. Kill them with kindness. But geez, man, it's not going to work. Now, needs must. So in my view, out of lockdown and then Freedom Day and post-lockdown, how are we going to get out of this? Create more economy, create more jobs, create more revenue. That's how we're going to get out of this. That's how we're going to get out of this. How does going from a 5-day to a 4-day work week and paying the same amount of money get us out of this? They're already under budget. They're under budget. You know, our economy, Scotland's economy, they need more money. And yet they've just put a massive overhead on themselves. Well, Scotland have passed it on to us. Duh! Fuck! Whoever made this decision, tag them in. I'd love to do a live with them and discuss this. And I'm always open-minded to hear their point of view, by the way. Everyone's entitled to my opinion. So hit the share button. And I think we've got to speak out on this kind of stuff. Give me strength. Let me know what you think. I know there's one more point that I wanted to make, but let me just summarise it. So Scotland have announced, yes, it's happiness and well-being. Remind me to come back to happiness and well-being. Scotland, through National Scotland, have just announced that they're trialling a 4-day work week, modelling New Zealand and Iceland. I have no idea what they're trying to achieve with that. How are they going to increase production? And to add to that, it's the same pay. So people who probably already aren't creating economy and enterprise and aren't entrepreneurial, because, you know, many people in the public sector, they're doing the minimum. You know, often people in a job, in the private sector, yes, but mostly in the public sector, I assume, they're being paid just enough not to leave, and they don't quite hate their job enough to leave. So they're basically in this tiny little no man's land that they hate, where they're paid just enough not to motivate them to leave out of this no man's land of dull pain. And they don't quite hate their job enough to leave out of this dull no man's land of pain. How does working one day less and getting paid the same amount of money increase production? How does it? Now, I'm going to guess this. I haven't researched this. You should research this. But I'm going to guess this. You know, modelling New Zealand and Iceland, I guess they're thinking about well-being, longevity, mindfulness. I just cannot see how New Zealand and Iceland are massive on production post-lockdown. But the purpose of life is not happiness. And a lot of people are like, a lot of people don't like, oh, I just want to be happy. No, evolution requires you to produce. Produce for your fellow man. You have to produce something because you consume something. So the universe exists in polarized balance, you know, a plus and a minus pole on a magnet. Everything has an upside and a downside, male and female sex. Everything is polarity, paradoxically polarized, extreme opposites, you know, yin and yang. That is the universal law. So if we create more consumers, we need more producers to basically feed and maintain and finance and subsidize the consumers. So what we need to do is create more production, not more consumption. Chris has said, I've worked 4 days for most of my career. I work the same amount of hours. Chris, do you work for yourself? My guess is you work for yourself. And that's massively different. Hugely different. Because you're motivated, incentivized, accountable. You're not doing just enough to get by. You're managing your own time. So maybe what we need to do in these, you know, entities and corporations, we need to teach people to manage their own time, to run their own job like their own little career, like a mini entrepreneur, focused on creation, solution, production, not consumption. Get rid of entitlement. And paying more for less work is just going to increase entitlement. was it not? Explain to me. Teach me. Show me the light. Anyway, hit the share button. I really do want to get this message out to the masses of building better financial education across the world, helping people start and scale their businesses, be more productive, you know, add more value, make more money, learn about money and finance and economy. This is my personal mission. Please hit the share button. Let me know what you think in the comments and get this message out there. I do not bring a 4-day, you know, they bring a 4-day work week to the UK. It'll be a 4-hour work week. 4-hour work week's fine if you're an entrepreneur, you've been building assets for 10 years. But imagine every gym, every restaurant, every airline, everything in the retail, leisure industries, everywhere where you go, imagine them working 4 hours a week or 4 days a week. Fuck. Give me strength. Fuck my life. Hit the share button. Love you all. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.